there's been controversy after comments that the journalist, the BBC journalist Peter Taylor, has made on IRA violence. He was speaking to the BBC Breakfast programme, in which he said that by and large, the IRA's tactic was not to deliberately kill civilians. Some victims, campaigners, have taken exception to this. Let's first of all hear what Peter told BBC Breakfast.
It's changed dramatically since I first met, you know, the IRA way back in Derry, Londonderry, in 1972, after Bloody Sunday, when the IRA, as we know it, or we knew it, were just beginning to emerge. And over 50 years, I've watched, quotes, terrorism develop from the IRA, who had a specific aim and a specific modus operandi. I mean, the IRA killed many civilians. Let's underestimate that. But by and large, the IRA tactic was not to deliberately kill civilians, although many civilians, I hasten to add, were killed by the IRA.
Well, Peter Taylor is with us now. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. As is the victims' campaigner, Kenny Donaldson. Morning to you, Kenny.
Morning, Stephen.
So, do you regret any of these comments, Peter?
No, I don't, Stephen. I think the important thing to remember is the context in which I answered the question and what the question was, that I was asked by the presenter to explain my view of what the main difference was between groups, Islamist extremist groups like Al-Qaeda and the so-called Islamic State and the IRA. And I was simply drawing the broad comparison between Al-Qaeda and the so-called Islamic State that deliberately sets out its cardinal point of policy was to massacre as many innocent civilians as possible, epitomized by Al-Qaeda's attack in New York and Washington on 9/11. In contrast, I was saying that the IRA's, you know, cardinal policy was not to deliberately go out and massacre civilians. Now, I accept that, and I also qualified it by saying, you know, with notable exceptions like the Tullyvallen Orange Hall massacre and the White Cross massacre when Protestant workmen were gunned down by the IRA. So there are, you know, notable exceptions, but I was simply trying to...
What did the IRA do in the Enniskillen bombing?
A broad comparison.
What did the IRA attempt to do with the Enniskillen bombing?
Well, with regard to Enniskillen, my understanding of Enniskillen is that the bomb was planted in a position which was... Well, the intention of Enniskillen, as I understand it, was to target the security forces, to target the parade. The bomb was placed in a place... in a position where, you know, civilians were watching. Now, whether or not that was deliberate, I doubt it, because it didn't actually pay the IRA to massacre and kill civilians.
But,
and you can trace the beginning of the peace process from that disastrous day when the IRA killed, I think it was 11 civilians.
But I guess, Peter, why some people are raising an eyebrow to this is because, look, when the IRA put bombs in city centres, and if you take Enniskillen, where they knew civilians would be watching, you know, they knew there was at least a significant risk of
Stephen,
innocent people being blown up.
Stephen, I am not, and you know this, I am not and never have been and never will be an apologist for the IRA.
Of course not, and there's no suggestion you are.
There's other sort of questions which I will answer, but they really should be put to people like Gerry Adams, former IRA commanders, and Sinn Féin. They are the people, or they were the people, who carried out, I know, IRA attacks, and I'm not here to defend them.
Sure.
All I was trying to do was to make a simple comparison and an important comparison between two different kinds of, quote, terrorist, unquote, organisations.
Yeah. But you understand more than I do, more than most do, about the sensitivities in Northern Ireland. I guess it's when you use that word deliberately, that the IRA tactic was not to deliberately kill civilians.
Well,
It at least raises a debate about when an organisation puts bombs into civilian areas, whether it is therefore deliberate or not.
Stephen, I accept that. I accept that. I say I am not an apologist for the IRA, and those are the questions that, sure, you can put them to me, because it was me who's made that analysis. But they really should be put to, you know, former members of the IRA and current members of Sinn Féin. It's up to them. I'm not justifying the IRA's campaign, and I recognise that the IRA killed around 600 civilians. All I was trying to do was to explain to the audience, which is self-evident anyway, of what Al-Qaeda strategy and the so-called Islamic State strategy is in comparison with what the IRA strategy was. And yes, civilians were killed, but I still do not believe that their main strategy, their main object in their campaign was to kill as many civilians as possible, which is the cardinal strategy of Al-Qaeda and Islamic State.
Do you accept that, Kenny?
Well, Stephen, first of all, thank Peter for making himself available this morning. What we would say is that, you know, to use terminology such as notable exceptions, when bombs are placed in city centres, no warning bombs in the instance of Enniskillen, civilian life was taken, and that was a judgment call made by the provisionals at that particular time. But we can look at other cases which are even clearer. Tiban were innocent civilians, workmen coming home from their day's work. That was a purely brutal sectarian crime, which is premeditated. Across our borderlands, in many cases of land grab, people were targeted specifically because of their religion. This whole premise that is coming out over this last couple of days, that somehow the IRA are very distinctly different from Al-Qaeda and ISIS in some way that they actually had honour in what they were doing, is flawed. And if we're going to talk about similarities or comparisons, then actually there are quite a number between the IRA and ISIS, because the car bomb that ISIS are using to deadly effect was the genesis of the IRA. And the use of human bombs, and the IRA, of course, coerced people to act as human bombs in their situation for this campaign, but now there are, unfortunately, willing volunteers who are prepared to take their own lives for that cause of ISIS. So there's been a great deal of hurt has been done, and people are listening on, and they're hearing day and daily elements within the media, and broader than that, who are seeking to, whether purposely or through inaccurate reporting, to suggest that the IRA's campaign had not a very sectarian tinge to it.
Well, that's not what Peter Taylor is saying. Clearly it's not. You're here to defend yourself, Peter. Anyway.
No, it's not. Not at all. As I say, I was trying to draw a broad comparison. And I, you know, in my coverage of the conflict over 40, 45 years, I have never, ever ignored the tragedy suffered by victims. Not just victims from the unionist community, but, you know, Bloody Sunday is another case, which is the other side of the coin. I've always recognised and I think reflected what victims have suffered and how the families of the loved ones that they have lost feel about it. Well, and I recognise that, and I have, you know, every understanding and sympathy with what is being said by victims.
Peter, hold on a second, Kenny.
To make the broad comparison, Stephen.
Sure, I get that. Peter, Kenny Donaldson this morning drew similarities between ISIS and the IRA. Do you?
Well, the only similarity, I mean, there are huge differences. The only similarity is that both organizations use violence to achieve an end. The IRA used violence primarily, not exclusively, but primarily against the security forces, and both the serving security forces and former members of the security forces, to achieve what they believe and still believe was the political goal of a united Ireland. The IS and the Al-Qaeda use violence to cause terror, which is what the IRA use violence for, but also, you know, the goal of the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda is of an entirely different order. What they want is basically a global caliphate. So there are huge ideological differences between the two organizations. And I would not compare them, except both organizations have used and do use terror to achieve their end. That's the commonality.
George, Peter, first of all, thank you for coming on this morning. I know you don't have to do this, so thank you. George in the Shankill, you want to speak to Peter this morning? Go ahead, George.
I do indeed. Stephen, thanks for taking the call. Hello, Peter. Just you explained to us earlier that you covered the troubles in the early days and your insight into the IRA, and you didn't think that they deliberately targeted civilians. I live in the Shankill Road. So I do now. It's an inner city suburb. You could take any street in London and pick it where it would be packed with shoppers. Women, children and kids going about their daily business. Now, they started their bombing campaign within a single mile of where I live in 1971, where they blew up the Balmoral showrooms on the 11th of December, killed two babies and two adults, both Catholics and Protestants.
I remember it, yeah.
So, well, then we'll move on to Frizzell's Face Shop in 1983, where again, nine innocents killed, so that we're to blow up the Face Shop on a packed street, a packed road. That's not counting all the bars in between, five in the Biardo. I think it was five in the Biardo, two in the Four Step, and today, the anniversary, where you couldn't have picked a more day where you would have killed innocent civilians. It was the 5th of April, 1975, Grand National Day, bars packed, so they with men who'd worked all week. So I went out for a few pints in Grand National Day and a no-warning car bomb placed in the Mountain View Tavern, another five killed. So, I mean, I don't know where you get that they didn't target civilians, because that's all they targeted.
I'm not within a mile of where I live. Did not target civilians. I'm saying that it was not a cardinal point of the... a paramount point of the IRA strategy.
Well, how would you describe...
Hold on, I think we've got to let him finish. Hold on, we've got to let him finish.
Yeah. To target civilians in the way in which Al-Qaeda and so-called Islamic State does. Now, as I say, I am not an apologist for the IRA. I never have been, and I never will be. And these questions, which, you know, I'm trying to answer, and I accept what you're saying, and I know why you're angry, but I think you're misinterpreting what I said. On the specifics like Frizzell's Fish Shop, which, you know, I'm not defending. I'm not defending any of these attacks. The reason for the attack on Frizzell's Fish Shop was to target the UFF meeting that was believed to be taking place. You know, so that would be justified, you know, in IRA terms. There is no justification for planting bombs anyway that kill anybody, in my view, in particular, killing civilians. You know, I will repeat it again, and simply to say, I was simply asked about the contrast between so-called Islamic State and Al-Qaeda and the IRA's campaign. Both use violence.
Well, with respect, the Face Shop aside, we'll agree to disagree. Civilians were certainly targeted when they put the bomb inside the shop. They couldn't have killed no one else, only civilians. It was in the shop, it was in the UDA headquarters.
I suggest that Stephen gets on somebody from Sinn Féin, a former IRA commander, and puts these questions to them. It's not my job to justify any violence. My job is to try and analyse why violence happens, who carries it out, why they carried it out, and to question the rationale for doing it. I'm a journalist, right?
Well, can I ask you a question? How would you analyse a bomb on Grand National Day in a packed public house? So how would you analyse a bomb in a packed public house in Grand National Day?
Well, what you're saying, hold on, okay. What you're saying, because Peter said on a number of occasions, George, he's not an apologist for the IRA, but what you're saying, George, is that you do feel that by doing that, that was a tactic by the IRA to kill civilians. That's what you're saying.
It actually was. From 1969 to the end of the Troubles, they actively targeted civilians from the top of the shackle to the bottom of it. And that's borne out in the atrocities of the murals and the poppy crosses that adorns up and down the shackle.
I think just finally, Peter Taylor, what does come across today is the real emotion that is still in Northern Ireland to this day.
I accept that, Stephen, and I've got every sympathy with all those who have suffered. I know it sounds a cliche, but I really feel that. And also, I am concerned, and I've said this, about the attempts being made by Sinn Féin and the IRA to whitewash its history. And I've never been in the business of whitewashing the IRA's history, because, you know, the history is there for all to see. The interpretation of it should be, you know, it should be made by historians and not simply be relied upon for the interpretation of its own campaign and analysed by those who carried it out.
Okay, Peter Taylor, thank you very much indeed. Yes, Kenny.
I just want to make one final point there. 1975, 1976, folk recall there was a ceasefire at play. There were a number of the most brutal sectarian murders carried out over that particular 12-month period under the codename Republican Reaction Force. It's now been proven, with 40 years that have gone by through HET reports and through other investigations, that those attacks were carried out by the IRA. Okay, so for a 12-month period, when the cover of a ceasefire was used, they carried out some of the most sectarian killings over that time. Sean O'Callaghan, writing in his own book, The Informer, stated that many individuals actually left the movement, Kenny, when it became a particularly sectarian element to their campaign.
Kenny, thank you very much indeed. Peter Taylor, thank you. Thomas in Belfast. Morning, Thomas.
Stephen, I think what the problem with Peter was doing there was doing what Sinn Féin are doing and trying to sanitise what they've done. Not only did Peter Tiller sanitise anything, is he? The Mountain View Bar, Stephen, they walked in and riddled it with machine guns. He is doing it, Stephen, because what do you do if you get Sinn Féin or an IRA commander that Peter's saying to get on, right? Now, this is the anniversary of the Mountain View Bar where they went in and murdered innocent Protestants with machine guns and a bomb, right? And if you say to a Sinn Féin or an IRA commander...
Well, can I remind you that Sinn Féin is a political party, not the IRA?
What do you tell you, Stephen? Right? Sinn Féin and the IRA are inextricably linked, as you well know, and a lot of Sinn Féin members were in the IRA, okay? Now, Peter said about getting a Sinn Féin rap on, right? And Sinn Féin will justify what they've done in the Mountain View Bar, okay? But then they'll say McGurk's, which was in
a different... the IRA here. You need to distinguish Stephen, between the IRA and Sinn Féin.
Stephen, no, you don't. Right? If you're going to speak to anybody about the UVF, you'll get the PUP on, or if you want to speak to... Right? Now, if you're going to talk about the IRA, Sinn Féin, if you want to get a Sinn Féin politician on now, right, and ask him... Today's the anniversary of the Mountain View Bar, where they went in and murdered innocent Protestants with machine guns and a bomb, right? And you ask that Sinn Féin rap if you get them on. McGurk's Bar, where the UVF went in and murdered innocent Catholics with a bomb. And you ask them, was it both of them bars sectarian mass murder? And they will say no. Only the McGurk's one was, because they'll try and justify the Mountain View Bar being sectarian murder. Well, that's okay, get them on. They've been on your show doing it before, Stephen.
Well, you don't know what they're going to say.
Well, get them on and ask
them. Why don't
you
tell me what you think rather than surmising what they think?
It's because it's Peter asked you to get somebody from Sinn Féin and IRA commander. I'm telling you that there were sectarian mass murderers within the IRA. Okay? And Sinn Féin will say that there weren't sectarian mass murders. They'll say every murder that they've done, every sectarian mass murder that they've done was regrettable. That it wasn't a tactic. Walking into a bar full of innocent Protestants and shooting them with machine guns and blowing them up is sectarian mass murder.
What do you make of what the Shankill Butchers did?
Sectarian mass murder. What do you think? Are you going to do a programme about the Ardoyne Butchers that kidnapped innocent Protestants from North Belfast and brought them up to West Belfast, cut their throats and shot them in the head? Why don't you do a programme about them, Stephen? There's no wee fancy names for the Republican Butchers. They went out and done the same as the Shankill Butchers done.
Thomas, thank you. Morning to you. Thank you very much indeed.